Almost 100 years ago in the United States of Mexico, public worship was suppressed by an evil, atheistic Mexican government. All the Catholic churches were closed and the police were to arrest and kill any priest they discovered. Fire hoses and guns were turned on elderly women who dared to pray in church. Printing the Bible or teaching the Catholic faith was treason. Perhaps you remember reading about these stories in your high school or college English class in the very famous novel, The Power and the Glory, by Graham Greene. My brother-in-law teaches at the University of Marquette in English, and this is one of his favorite novels to teach, The Power and the Glory. In 1926, the very same year that the evil Mexican government banned public worship, the Jesuits in Mexico ordained a very handsome man, a Catholic priest. The very first months of his priesthood were lived in secret because the law forbade him from wearing the traditional Roman collar and donning the traditional Roman cassock. He had to wear various disguises, such as that of a street sweeper, a mechanic, and a policeman, in order to move about undercover from the police and to offer Mass and distribute Holy Communion. He would secretly baptize, hear confessions, anoint the sick, without attracting the attention of authorities. One morning, the Jesuit priest arrived at a home to offer Mass secretly, but the police detectives were waiting for him. The disguised priest, dressed in a suit and tie, flashed a badge and said to the officers, "There's a priest hiding in there." And the police thought the priest was an undercover officer. They saluted him respectfully, and they let him enter the house undisturbed. On another occasion, as the police were closing in on the clever priest, he quickly whispered to a good-looking girl walking by, "Help me, I'm a priest." So she pretended to be his girlfriend, and the police passed by the lovers without a second thought. These disguises and dodgings went on successfully for over a year, until the 13th of November, 1927, when a bomb was tossed in the car driven by the former president, General Álvaro Obregón. The general was not killed, his bodyguards arrested, the bomber would-be assassin, and apprehended the car he was driving. But unfortunately, the car of the would-be assassin was once owned by the Jesuit priest, Brother Humberto. And that's all the government needed. On the 17th of November in the year 1927, the Jesuit priest was finally caught and arrested, along with his blood brothers, Humberto and Roberto. There was no trial. There was no court hearing, no jury, no evidence. They were presumed guilty. Their sentence? To die by a firing squad. The ambassador from Argentina begged for mercy. His appeals only got the youngest brother, Roberto, a reprieve. At 10 o'clock in the morning, 98 years ago, today, on the 23rd of November in the year 1927, the priest was led to the courtyard of the police station for execution. The notorious president of Mexico, Plutarco Calles, invited numerous government officials and members of every newspaper to witness the event. There were cameras everywhere. The evil Mexican president intended to show everyone the cowardice of Catholics and to make an example out of the young priest. The priest's last request was to pray. So he knelt down. After a few moments of silence, he kissed the crucifix he was holding, and he stood up to face his executioners. Refusing the traditional blindfold, he said, "My God, have mercy on me. My God, have mercy on you." May God bless you. Lord, you know that I am innocent. With all my heart, I forgive my enemies. Then facing his executioners without the blindfold, he stretched out his arms and said, "Viva Cristo Rey!" The firing squad aimed, fired, and missed. And missed intentionally. They were all good Catholics. Too afraid to shoot a priest. So the captain of the squad walked over to the priest and shot him in the head. And now for your holy card after Mass. What is the name of this Jesuit priest? The answer: Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro, the holy Jesuit priest and martyr whose feast day is today, the day he was martyred on the 23rd of November, 98 years ago today. Viva Cristo Rey! The beautiful last words of Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro. Viva Cristo Rey! Long live Christ the King! In the midst of a corrupt government, a government that the evil leaders thought would last forever, Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro knew that the true ruler and king of the universe is indeed Jesus Christ, whose kingdom shall last forever and never be destroyed. Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro knew, as St. Paul said, the Lord will destroy every sovereignty, he will destroy every authority and every power, for Christ must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. Before his priesthood ordination, Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro providentially wrote these words. He said, "Heart of Jesus, I am all thine, totus tuus, I'm all thine. But take care of my promise so that I may be able to put it into practice, even unto the complete sacrifice of my life. Even unto the complete sacrifice of my life." Just weeks before he died, Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro said, "If I'm ever caught, get ready to ask me for things when I'm in heaven." He promised to deal out favors from heaven like a deck of cards. An elderly blind woman who came to touch his body at the funeral, came to touch his body in the casket, she was blind and immediately received her sight. Within a week, three others testified to his powerful intercession. What a great saint for our modern times. The evil Mexican government had forbidden anyone to attend Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro's funeral. But the government couldn't suppress the strong Catholic faith of the Mexican people. More than 15,000 people joined in the funeral procession. 15,000 people were in the funeral procession. There are pictures of it everywhere. The crowds lined the streets. And everywhere they took up the chant, "Viva Cristo Rey!" The evil Mexican government thought by inviting the press, they would deter future disobedience, but it backfired. Oh, if only they would have studied history. Killing Christians always, always produces more faithfulness in the hearts of the people. Eventually, the persecution of the church in Mexico would end in 1929, but not after many faithful Mexicans lost their lives. Perhaps you've seen the movie For Greater Glory that accurately describes this terrible period of Mexican history. Viva Cristo Rey. That was the cry of the Cristeros, the cry of Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro.
Viva Cristo Rey.
Blessed Miguel Agustin proclaimed by his life and by his death the reign of Christ the King.
Wouldn't that be beautiful words?
Beautiful words to have as our last words.
Long live Christ the King.
Viva Cristo Rey. Would you stand up to proclaim Jesus Christ as King at school, at work, in politics, in the government? I pray today in this beautiful solemnity that everyone, not just Christians, but every person on the planet would take up Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro's simple profession of faith. Viva Cristo Rey. May Christ the King live forever in your heart, mind, and soul. May he rule in our cities and communities, our schools and our businesses, and yes, even in the government.
Viva Cristo Rey!